For the Texas Tech Public Media Newsroom, I'm Casey Ellingson. Lubbock is reviewing its city charter, an important document that has not changed much since it was adopted over a century ago. A committee has been tasked with modernizing the charter and making other suggestions. The first chance for citizens to have any say in this process was Tuesday night. Our senior reporter, Sarah Self-Walbrick, was at the public hearing. So Sarah, why is this coming up now?
The city has talked about editing the charter for several years. In fact, a committee in 2010 did a lot of work to update language and get rid of some other out-of-date information in the document. But ultimately, those changes did not go to a public vote.
Is this something we vote on?
Right. So we're very early in this process. The 7-person charter review committee met for the first time last week. Tuesday night, they hosted the first public hearing to get input from citizens. They are required to have 2 of those meetings, but they could have more. The committee was asked to deliver its recommendations to the city council in June. Then the city council will approve what goes to a public vote, and those measures would be on the November 2nd ballot.
So what are some of the things citizens brought up at this public hearing?
It was a room full of really passionate people who were all on the same page. Over a dozen Lubbockites spoke, and 2 concerns came up most often: how much the city council is paid and the possibility of adding at-large representatives.
Let's start with pay. How much does the city council make, and what are people suggesting that changes to?
Right now, the mayor of Lubbock makes $900 a year, and the city council people make $300 a year. And that hasn't changed since the 1920s. Everyone who spoke at this first public hearing was in favor of giving them a raise. Now the question is, how much? Most people who spoke suggested a living wage, which would probably be somewhere between $50,000 and $60,000 a year. Another option is what would be considered a supplemental income, or just update the wages for inflation, which would be more like a few $1,000s a year. Outside of this public hearing, though, some people have suggested that the pay shouldn't change and that serving on the city council really is more about volunteering than getting paid. Mm-hmm. Nick Munez was one of the citizens who spoke at the hearing. He says the low pay for the council is a barrier for most people to be able to run.
A livable wage would make people like myself want to run for city council. I put a ballot in a couple of years ago, obviously found out how much I was going to get paid, and pulled that ballot out really quickly. In my age group, who would love to be a part of the democratic process, if there's not an attainable way to do so, why should we stick around?
Interesting. And what about these at-large positions?
So one survey about charter reform asked respondents if they would support adding 2 at-large positions to the city council. Voters across the city would elect these people and serve 2-year terms. Lubbock used to have positions like that, but a court decision in the 1980s ended it and created geographic districts. Now council members live in the community that they represent. This directly led to diversity on the council when the first 2 people of color were elected. And citizens at the public hearing were worried that adding at-large positions, would be like taking several steps back in diversity progress. But James Arnold, who's the chairman of the Charter Review Committee, says at-large positions will not be considered going forward.
We're under the 1983, I believe, court order that mandates single-member districts. And so adding at-large positions for the city council is not in our scope as a charter review committee.
The next charter review public hearing will be April 15th.
We'll be diving into the subject more on an upcoming episode of Listen in Lubbock, which premieres Friday morning at 10:30. For the Texas Tech Public Media Newsroom, I'm Casey Ellingson.